Welcome to episode 539 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Anna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy and Donna. Today, we're diving into the world of AMA Waterways, a leader in luxury river cruising, renowned for its immersive experiences and exceptional service. Recently, Sandy had the privilege of sailing on the magnificent AMA Magna, a unique vessel that's twice the size of traditional river cruise boats, offering unmatched space and luxury. Alongside 30 other travel advisors, they embarked on a seven-night journey down the enchanting Danube River, departing and returning from the vibrant Budapest. The innovative itinerary took us through mesmerizing landscapes and quaint towns, sparking countless memories and stories. So let's get started.
This was great. This was my first AMA Waterways cruise.
This is the first cruise of the season and yeah. The first time for this brand new itinerary.
Yes. It was so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was interesting because there were regular guests on board, but there were also a lot of travel advisors and there were a lot of media people like, travel bloggers and, you know, kind of influencer type people. Mm-hmm. So it was a much younger crowd than I think you would normally find. And I always feel bad for the regular people who are on these trips, all the travel people. No, it was great. It was great. So we actually spent a few nights extra in Budapest and, that was awesome too. This cruise started at the very end of February, so that is a time when you would think it's not really, might not be a good time to go to Central Europe, but it actually was a really good time, and the weather was sunny, like 50 degrees every day. We had one drizzly day, and all of our tour guides kept commenting on how low the crowds were. Even though I still felt like some of the places were kind of busy, but apparently it's way busier in the summer. So if you want to do like a shoulder season like this, I actually have been to Europe for the last like 3 or 4 March time frame areas, March or April. And I haven't been too cold. It's been nice. It's been really good. So
yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
I like going that time of year. I mean, usually it's chilly enough that you need a coat, you need gloves, you need a hat. But it's usually, the weather's not awful usually.
Yeah.
It's kind of chilly, but the crowds are low, prices are low.
I'd actually rather it be a little chilly and have to wear a coat than be like baking hot and crowded, you know?
Yeah. So. Yeah, I've been to Europe in the summer and it's like 95 degrees and it's absolute miserable.
Yeah.
You literally walk out of the hotel and you're like, okay, I need another shower.
Yeah. Where's the air conditioning in Europe? Yeah.
Right?
We need more AC. Yeah.
Very nice. So you started in Budapest.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was round trip, which is unique. Okay. You know, because usually they'll end like around Germany or something. But, yeah. So it was cool. It was nice because started in Budapest and we had some ports and then we went up to Linz and came back to Vienna. We had 2 days in Vienna, which was really cool.
Cause you had an overnight in Vienna.
Yeah.
Nice.
Overnight.
Very nice.
And, then we also had an extra day when we got back to Budapest. We spent the night on the ship one more night. And, so it was nice. There were like, I just liked having a couple of ports that we had overnights in so we could actually do extra stuff. So
yeah. Yeah.
It was cool.
So the ship itself, it's like the biggest of the AMA ships, right?
Yes. And I think they're building another one too. And I thought this was the only ship of this size, but we did see another competitor when we were coming back into port. So
okay.
Okay. Yeah, so they're not the only ones that have a ship this big, but it was interesting because I took my cousin with me and I kept telling her how this one's like double the size of the regular ships and, you know, it can only be on the Danube because it can only go through those locks.
Right.
And then when we were back in Budapest the last day or the second to the last day, we were parked beside a Viking river cruise, which was a normal size ship, and we had to walk through it to get to shore. And so that was cool. I was like, okay, you get to see, you know, like the difference in the size. And
yeah,
she was like, wow, this, you know, like, yeah, I guess she didn't believe me or something.
Nice.
Yeah. It's cool because even though it's a lot bigger, it doesn't have like twice the capacity of their other ships. So there's more space, but it doesn't mean that, you know, it's more crowded. So.
Right. Yeah. Cause I was doing a little research before we, this afternoon,
Good.
Call. Yeah. I was doing a little research. I was like, I want to know more about the Alma Magna. So yeah, it holds, I saw 196 passengers. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's.
Yeah. Know. And their regular ships are like 160, you know?
Yeah. So it's not a massive difference, but yeah.
Yeah. It's not double what their regular ones. Now,
no, definitely not.
Some competitors that have the regular smaller size ships will put like 190 people on those. So, you know, it gives you kind of an idea of like just how much they have room to kind of spread out. So one of the things I think that's definitely different about this one is the different restaurants because, if you go on Alma Waterways, any Alma Waterways cruise, everybody gets the chef's table. So there is a chef's table restaurant on all of them, but this one had like a couple extra ones. They had one called Jimmy's, which was like a family style restaurant. Mm-hmm. And that one actually had like whatever the menu was in the main dining room. It was the same menu. They were just bringing it out family style. So, So it wasn't like you were going to miss out on anything. And then there was a smaller restaurant in the front of the ship called Alfresco that had like lighter, kind of healthier fare.
So, I saw that's a vegetable forward.
Yeah. I mean, you could definitely get, you know, on the menu, there's like always available like burger, steak, you know, so you could definitely get all that stuff. But yeah, that was the one that had like little finger sandwiches during the day and, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. And then they have like a main dining?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's like gotcha. Gotcha.
Yep. Yeah.
Did you dine at all of them?
We did. Yeah. Yeah. So the group had, well, because the group was so big, we like the chef's table night was split in two. And then the alfresco night was also split in two, but we did all eat in Jimmy's the first night, which was nice. Cause we were kind of meeting new people and stuff. And then, yeah, we obviously we had classroom time because it was, you know, a working cruise, but it was good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us about some of the other ports and what you did.
So this was cool because I added some countries I'd never been to. So I was really happy about that.
Yeah.
So our first stop was Bratislava, which is in Slovakia, which used to be part of Czechoslovakia, which is now Czech Republic in Slovakia. It's their capital city. The tour that they took us, I did the Tastes of Bratislava. So it was like food and beer. And that, you know, they took us, walked through like the city center and showed us some of the, you know, cute little things in the city center. They have like whimsical statues and shops and stuff.
They're actually known for that, yes.
So did they have like multiple tours? Like you could pick what you wanted to do?
Yeah, they had a couple. Okay. So they usually have like a gentle walking tour that's very slow and you're not going to be doing like a lot of steps and stuff. And then there would be like a regular type one. And then there's usually like some kind of bike ride or a hike, you know,
more active. Yeah.
Yeah. They do a lot of wellness stuff too. There's actually a wellness coach on board and they have like classes throughout the day if you want to go and get your exercise on.
I like that they have the different levels though, so you can
Yeah.
Some folks are more active than others. And
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that's
and
cool.
They'll tell you that they really try to set your expectations.
Right.
Almost to the point where they try to discourage you from doing some of the really active stuff. So,
right.
Yeah, but they
they really don't want you getting stuck out there and going, I can't do this.
Well, yeah, I mean, like,
that would hinder the guests at, right, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, this is not the only cruise line I've heard say, if you do not bike at home, do not come to Europe and be like, I'm going to take a 10-mile bike ride in the city, you know?
Right.
Like, yeah. Where cars are.
I do not bike at home, so probably I should not bike in Europe.
Yeah, that's probably where I'm going to start. Yeah. Although they do, this ship has, they have like a spin class on the back of the ship, so you could do that. You're not going to hurt yourself, right?
No, I think I'm going to pass.
So, one thing that's interesting about this itinerary, this is a tidbit for anybody doing the Danube. Mm-hmm. There is a show right now on Netflix called The Empress, mm-hmm. and it basically takes place all up and down this river, but it's about the Empress Sisi, who was the Empress of Austria, and she was also the Queen of Hungary at the same time in like the 1800s. So both of Budapest and Bratislava had like some church that had something for her, and all over Vienna, there's like a lot of Sisi stuff. So if you are doing stuff like this and you want to maybe get immersed in like a show it's supposed to be a really good show. I don't think it's subtitled, but it might be dubbed. I'm not sure. I haven't checked it out yet, but that's like on my list now.
Okay.
So, there's a couple of them, and some of them are subtitled. Some of them are.
Well, this is a show. It's like a.
I know. I've seen a couple of them.
Hmm. Well, this one is called The Empress. So they kept talking about it. So, and one of my friends told me about it. So him and his husband were going to do, in Bratislava, they were just going off on their own to find this church that was like, you know, some kind of shrine to Sisi. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
nice.
That's what they did.
So, nice.
It was cool. Yeah.
Awesome.
So next day we were in Weissenkirchen.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
Wiesenkirchen.
I like the way Donna said it. Say it again, Donna.
All right.
Wiesenkirchen.
I like that. There we go.
That's where the ship stopped. We were actually sailing. I don't think we docked until about after lunch, I would say our tour started. So like 11:30, we went past this really cute little town called Dernstein. Okay. Yeah. That one. That was really cool because cruising by these places on the river is just like, these little towns and villages are just so cute. And then there's like this ancient castle. And so we're like watching it go by. And my friend was like, oh yeah, that's the castle where Richard the Lionheart was imprisoned for like a year. And I was like, oh, or 18 months or so. I was like, this is interesting. So just like so much crazy, weird history that goes back so far. It's really cool.
That's cool.
So we went past that town, but then the excursion took us back to the town where we walked around and had a little tour guide that told us about stuff. And then we went on to Melk Abbey, which was really amazing. That was a really cool tour. And I would definitely say if you have not done Melk Abbey, that you should definitely go and do the Abbey. But once you get in there, they don't let you take pictures. But it was cool. I mean, it's still like a working Abbey, and there's Benedictine monks there still. And
you know, I'll say sometimes I like it when they tell me I can't take pictures because it just forces me to enjoy it.
To
enjoy it. Like, like when my husband and I went to the Anne Frank Museum in Amsterdam, mm-hmm. like you can't mm-hmm. take pictures. And it just, I was upset at first, but then I just put my phone away and I was like, oh.
Yeah. This is kind of nice.
You just kind of like immerse yourself in the moment and you just enjoy it. And not everything has to be photographed. So I think that's great. You just enjoy it. So,
I mean, you can take pictures outside. And they did take us out. Like at the top, we went out and saw like this amazing view of the little town. And then mm-hmm. you could take pictures out there.
Yeah.
And then when we went into the church at the end of it, that was really cool. Because there was like two things off to the side that mm-hmm. were skeletons. They had like skeletons in these, you know,
oh wow,
kind of displayed. And yeah, so they were like supposed to, they were gifted to the I don't know, maybe the, anyway, whoever, I don't remember who was in charge of this church, but basically it was like they told the peasants that these were the bones of martyrs and saints, even though gotcha. They might not have been, but yeah, they're still preserved in there, which is really interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So then the next day, was a full day excursion. So we stopped in Linz, and you could stay in Linz and do like a half day or a hike or something like that. Mm-hmm. You also had two options for full day excursions. One was to Český Krumlov, which I did not do. I really thought about it because it was in the Czech Republic, and that would have been another country that that I could add that I hadn't been to.
Right.
But the other option was an all day tour of Salzburg, and I have never been there, and I really wanted to see Salzburg. So that was the one we opted for. It was about a 2.5 hour transfer. So we got lots of...
Oh, 2.5 hours there. Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I don't
but did you stop at the cathedral halfway?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
We did stop...
I sent my mom on that same excursion, mm-hmm. but they stopped at the cathedral where they filmed the wedding scene for The Sound of Music. And the day that my mom went, there just happened to be a wedding there.
Aww.
So their tour group kind of crashed a wedding, and so they were seeing the bride coming out of the cathedral and everything.
So they were wedding crashers.
They were wedding crashers in Muncie. Yes.
There's a lot of, like, they talk about Sound of Music, but they always say that Austrians hate that movie. And they don't like the, I mean, they don't want people just coming in there for Sound of Music because it's also the birthplace of Mozart. So they really kind of, you know, talk a lot about that too. But, yeah, that was cool. Well, cause they, you know, they took us through the town and you could see a lot of the places that were in the movie, which I haven't seen the movie in a while. So that's one that I need to kind of go back and see. But my cousin recognized a lot of them. Also another place where, you know, we're standing in this garden where everything is not blooming yet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're like, no, in the summertime, if you were to come, it looks a lot different. So that's one of the things that is, something you would, you kind of sacrifice if you're going at this off season, but it was still really cool. And we had a lot of time to shop after that and get some like sausages from the food truck vendor people. Mm-hmm. We got to go through the graveyard. The tour guide didn't take us in there, but he pointed out the cemetery where in The Sound of Music when they're like hiding from the Nazis. You know, that was yeah. So it was really cool. We did find a an Irish pub and went and had a beer.
You found a bar?
We found really? An Irish pub. Yeah, we're like, let's go grab a pint. Yeah, so that's what we did there. And I, you know, a lot of times when you're doing these excursions, the ship will move. So, like the day we did the Melk Abbey, if you weren't doing one of their tours, you really didn't get off the ship. You stuck around because they were gonna leave, and then we met up with the ship further down the river. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's, yeah, pretty cool.
Nice.
Yep.
Then you had an overnight, after that you had an overnight in Vienna, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Vienna was really cool. I, like the thing that strikes me about Vienna and Budapest is if you are somebody who's into architecture, mm-hmm. you should go there. Okay. Like you should do both of these cities. Or photography, Anna, you would love it because mm-hmm. the buildings are amazing. I mean, like, so amazing. It's really cool. Yeah. So we did the tour of Vienna, and it included like a little carriage ride through the mm-hmm. town. There was a big museum to Sisi. And then we had like free time after that. And then they had shuttles that would take you back to the ship, because it's not like, I mean, you're parked right by Vienna, but it's a little bit of a walk, like more than 30 minutes, I'd say, to the city center.
Gotcha.
But my cousin and I did walk most of the way back. There was like a when you first are driving towards the city center, you'll see this big Ferris wheel, and it's the oldest Ferris wheel in Europe. And they have like these big cars on them where you can actually like have dinner in the Ferris wheel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and there's like a park under it that has like a fun house and bumper cars and things like that. All of that was kind of closed. The bumper cars were going. The rest of it felt like Five Nights at Freddy's. It felt like really deserted. So, yeah, that was really interesting. And a little like the fun house thing was kind of creepy because it was kind of lit up and we're like, nobody's here. Why is this open? You know? Yeah, then we've got on the subway and took it back to the river, which was really only like two stops. So by then we had walked most of the way back.
Right.
But yeah, but then we just, you know, found the ship. But that was the night that you had the option to go to the opera. And I did not do that. That was an extra charge if you wanted to do that.
Oh, okay.
But the people who did that really loved it. And yeah, they thought it was great.
It is a nice program. And yeah. It's actually, I mean, to see, because it's a mixed venue. So they do ballet, they do opera, they do a string quartet, they do, you know, classical music. So you get a little bit of everything. It's more like a review.
It looked very mixed media, too, from the videos.
It was, you know, I mean, it was $60 or $70 a ticket.
Yeah, I think it was $100 for us.
Okay. So but I mean, it was very reasonable for, you know, to go see, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hour production.
Right? Yeah, that was one. If my cousin had really wanted to do it, I would have done it. But if she left it up to me and I was like, you know, I'm not big into opera, but I might go see it again, you know, like next time, maybe I would do that because everybody did really enjoy it who went. Then the next day we had a tour of Schönbrunn. Is that my saying that right, Donna?
Schönbrunn.
Yeah. Schönbrunn Castle.
Ask Donna. She'll tell you.
I know. So that was really cool that they kept comparing it to Versailles, but on a smaller scale, which I can see a lot smaller scale, but I can see why they would say that. But it was really good. That was really nice. And then we went to the Nosh Market after that, which was a lot of food and vendor stalls and stuff. And that's where I did a little shopping, maybe spent a little too much on some cheese. I spent €100 on some cheese. So
no regrets, totally worth it.
I mean, I haven't even opened them yet. It was kind of an ordeal getting home. I haven't unpacked, but
what? Yeah, that was an ordeal getting home? What?
Every time I go to Budapest, there's something. Yeah. But it was that I would say that this guy at the booth was pushy, and there were several cheese vendors, so I think if you feel like someone's being pushy, move on because there's more. It was you know, he just wouldn't tell people what it was going to cost. He just kept asking them how much they wanted to cut off, and I was like, I just want these two wedges, and it was €100 for two wedges of cheese, but not small wedges, but I was a little surprised. One was truffle cheese. I know truffles are expensive. And one was honey cheese. And that, so I'm like, okay. And I wasn't the person who spent the most either. There were other people who spent way more than me. So I, we'll have some cheese this week and, we'll see. If it's as good as I remember. And then I'm actually like 90% sure that I saw Hozier in the market in Vienna. I was trying to take a picture of him, but like, I only got him from behind and you couldn't tell how tall he was or, you know, how he really looked like him. But I was trying to tell Ellie, my daughter, that I was like, I swear I think it was him. But she's like, was this guy really tall? I'm like, yes, I promise you he was tall. He walked past me. I could tell he was tall. Yeah. So so that was Vienna.
Nice. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. So then you ended in Budapest, correct?
Yes. So they gave us a couple tour options.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one where I think they really set your expectations. One of the tours, there was another one too. Like one of the days in Vienna, it was the castle day. You could take a tour, like a hike, but they were like, it's just going to be in the forest and you're really not going to see anything. And you're just going to be like really hiking. And so I don't think anybody opted for that. Like, maybe the guides didn't really want to do it. I don't know.
Doesn't sound very enticing.
Yeah, and same for the Budapest one. They were like telling you if you did this one, well, if you did the active hike, you hiked from where the ship was parked, and then you went across the river to where Buda Castle is and up all the steps. And right. So we did just the regular tour that drove us to the bottom of the hill, and then we still did all the steps. And they, so, okay, back up a little bit. Before we got on the cruise, we did a hop-on, hop-off bus tour and ended up at the bottom of the Fisherman's Bastion, which is right beside the castle. Mm-hmm. And my cousin and I did all the steps, and it was a lot of freaking steps. It was like you didn't know how many steps it was when you started up, and then halfway up you see there's so many more, and you're like, crap, because you're halfway up, you know? So like, you got to do all of them. And so I was like, do I really want to do all these steps again? And the cruise director was talking about it, like, it's there's a lot of steps, and then, but it wasn't the same place, for one thing. It was the castle, not the Fisherman's Bastion.
Right.
And the way those steps were was you'd walk up like a couple flights, and then you're in a courtyard and they're talking. And so it was really broken up, and it wasn't strenuous. I would call the other one strenuous, but this was not bad. So,
right.
Yeah. And it's cool because they have, it's like such cool history in Hungary. They, you know, they go back so far, you know, they were conquered by so many different like people throughout their history. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like now they're just Hungarian and they want to stay Hungarian. So that, like,
right.
But they talked about, like, especially at Buda Castle, they talked about when the communists came and took over and how they just ransacked things, you know, like, I mean,
right.
You know, they didn't care about stuff like that. So it's really, it's a very interesting place to visit. It's a really cool history, but the city's gorgeous. It's really, just beautiful.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The baths, there are lots of baths.
Yeah. We didn't do the baths this time, but yeah, I kind of wish.
But that's definitely something. So if you go to Budapest, take a whole day and go do that.
Yeah. Take your bathing suit. It's
definitely worthwhile. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, if you don't have a bathing suit, you can always buy one. They sell them usually at the baths.
Oh.
Now you're going to pay, you know, an arm and a leg for it. But if you forget one, at least you're not completely,
yeah,
you know, without.
Yeah.
We did eat a lot of goulash, so that was
very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the next morning we woke up and our flight was canceled.
Yay. Yeah, so you had a little a little bit of a snafu getting home.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, so
just a little bit.
I mean, a lot of people on our cruise were on that flight too, because there was a lot of North Carolina people on that flight. So, so basically we got stuck in Budapest and, just grabbed another hotel. I'm going to have to, like, British Airways will reimburse it, I guess. But if not, I do have trip insurance, so I'm not super worried about it, but,
Oh, wait, you have what? Trip insurance, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not worried. I'll either get reimbursed from the airline or I'll get reimbursed.
So we're going to put in that little plug.
Yeah.
Trip insurance. You want trip insurance.
Yeah. Because it was like.
Because you never know. You just never know.
Yeah. It's like your flight is canceled. You're booked on another flight for tomorrow. And then we couldn't get in touch with anybody. We couldn't call. We couldn't. Chat, right. They weren't open yet. I mean, it was just like, okay,
yeah,
let's just get a hotel and be done with it. I mean, I guess if we had gone to the airport, maybe we could have gotten a voucher, but this was better because we were still downtown and we did a really cool Hungarian wine tasting that
nice.
Was awesome. Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
So then got up the next morning, flew to London, and then found out my London to
your Raleigh London flight was canceled.
Rescheduled for the next day, and the text was like, and all of your luggage will just be on the next flight. And I'm like, great, what am I supposed to wear tonight, you know? Like,
right. <what?"> Right. So I just continue wearing the same clothes. Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty gross. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, that's what we tell our clients, you know, it's just sometimes things happen and you roll with it and
yeah.
Just,
Some of the other travel agents I was flying home with were, they stayed at the airport and got alternate flights to other places and made it back home yesterday.
Right.
Well, we're recording this right when I get home. But I stayed an extra night in London because my daughter lives there.
Literally, you got home like 5 minutes ago. So
I know, right? I'm still wearing the same clothes.
This is dedication, y'all. She is dedicated.
Yeah, it's late for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have an early day tomorrow. So yay!
I'll be back on North Carolina time because I have to be.
Right?
I can't sleep in.
Right?
Yeah, but that was it. I mean, it was really good. I thought Alma was amazing. The food was amazing. The chef's table is like over the top. And everybody gets the chef's table at least once on your cruise. And if you
want to like that, again, you can watch the chef prepare your multi-course meal just right there. I think that's really cool. That's fun.
Yeah.
And they do a wine pairing from like wine from that region, right?
Yep.
Is what they, I understand.
They do that at dinner too.
That's what my research showed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I'm prepared.
We drank a lot of wine on this cruise. And I don't drink a lot of wine, but I drink a lot of wine on this cruise.
I drink a lot of wine. And that would be I'm down with all the wine.
Yeah. It was good. It was really good.
Good.
Yeah, just like consistently good service, consistently good food. The tours were good.
Good.
You know, even at night, the entertainment was good. So it was fun. We had a good time.
Awesome.
Yay.
All right. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, our guest, and myself, Anna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.